like none other.
We like to keep it nice and easy, and we like to have fun.
Farm trucks, work trucks. We have a couple 18s left, running wide open with the 19s, and then the 2020s are starting to trickle in as well.
Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa and Route 66 Chevrolet at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle.
It's the right way.
Redskins football. Welcome to the KRMG Union High School football halftime. Presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Route 66 Chevrolet, and Route 66 Nissan.
Welcome back to Panther Stadium in Putnam City. Rick Corey along with Richard. Richard's to my right. And Richard just finished. The reason I'm really grateful to Richard is he just finished the halftime spots. That's Richard, or stats. That's Richard Johns. Of course, right behind me is Doc Blevins, and he's going to have a halftime guest here in a moment. And then Tom Stockton. And Tom, I'm looking for, and I have him here somewhere. I'm going to grab him. The stats from last week. Union here at this half with 175 yards of total offense. Union finished last week with 236. So this is a huge difference tonight. We have a Union football team that just showed up from the very beginning, up 21-0.
And, you know, one of the things I'd be telling them, if I was coaching them, I'd be telling them, okay, this is the half. This is the kind of half Union plays. This is the kind of half you guys can play. Now let's go out and play another one just like it and continue it. The chances of us losing 21 points I don't think is great, but the idea that, you know, Union does not want to come out the second half and just think that the game's over.
142 total yards for Putnam City in that first half, and almost all that in the second quarter. They had nothing leading up to that. Union jumped out quickly, got on him quickly, got him off the field, and then goes down and scores right away on a 9-play, 59-yard drive. Rovon Banks did make a difference, there's no question, because they have to play him as well as playing A.J. Green. And A.J., who dinged in what looked like maybe an ankle in the second period and did not play for the remainder of that quarter, he was obviously big as well. Union then got him off three and out, scored again, got him off three and out, scored again, and really had a chance, but their defense roughed the kicker twice. Otherwise, they would have had the ball inside the 40 of Putnam North with about 4 minutes to go. Now, they're still going to get the ball to start the second half, Tom, so what do you keep doing?
Well, you keep doing, you know, I hate to use a crazy, you know, verse that people tell all the time, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're running the ball well, and we're not having to throw it a lot, but on occasion we have thrown it well. And Union just needs to keep doing what they did the first half and just play Union football.
Well, I heard a guy say, and as a matter of fact, it's the Georgia quarterback who I have a lot of respect for, said his quote was, you can't go broke taking a profit. And, I mean, that's just a great quote, and he's right. If they're going to let you do something, do that until they stop you. And right. So far, Putnam North hadn't done an awful lot of that. So Union leads 21-0 here at the half. Doc Blevins is going to come back with Andy Irwin. Now, you've probably heard of Andy. Andy is our videographer, and he is the guy who streams these games. And there was a really interesting article in the newspaper about streaming high school games. Not just here at Union, but Broken Arrow does it, Owosso does it, Jinx does it, almost everybody does it. And Andy's the guy in charge of that. He also teaches a class, and he's the guy that Kirk tells once a week on Monday to hit the record button for the coaches show. Andy's laughing, but he won't be laughing Monday. We'll have Doc coming back with Andy in a moment. Right now, 21-0 Union. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hello, I'm John Rothark of Yale Cleaners. My family and I have been in the dry clean business since 1944. I grew up in the dry clean business, and I can tell you it's our people that make us. It truly is. We have a lot of special people on our staff that have been with us for many years. We are always looking for a few great people. We have lots of moms and dads that work for us because we have flexible hours. Yale starts anywhere between 8 and 9 in our production, and usually on most days you're finished by 2 or 3, so it works great for families. We also have morning and evening schedules available. With 12 locations in the area, there's probably going to be one of our stores very close to your home or your children's school. Yale Cleaners also offers benefits like health insurance, dental insurance, 401k, paid vacations, and we really try to keep it that fun, family-friendly atmosphere so people will enjoy working with us. Go to work for the guys in the white hat. Several positions are available. We're looking for a few good people to join our family.
Apply today at any Yale Cleaners location.
The good guys in the white hat, Yale Cleaners.
Hey, Green Country, are you interested in participating in a paid research study? Their studies are conducted right here in Tulsa at the Laurier Institute for Brain Research. It's easy and confidential to join a study. If you're between the ages of 13 and 55 and are experiencing symptoms of depression or anxiety, you might be eligible. Check out their website by Googling LIBR, that's L-I-B-R, or call them at 918-502-5100. That's 918-502-5100.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. And Chuck, there's no gimmicks.
Just come see us. Give us a shot at earning your business. We're trying to offer you a different experience. No gimmicks.
And Trina, we've had people come back that shopped here before that come back and buy vehicles.
We want to retain our customers, make them a part of what we're doing over here, and we're always here to help.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle.
It's always the right way.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Well, it is halftime at the Putnam City North Stadium. I have Andy Irwin with me, who is going to be our halftime guest, and he puts all the U-Vision stuff together and a whole lot of other things. But, Andy, this is your home territory, but this is a brand-new stadium.
Yes, I went to Putnam City High School, a 1988 graduate.
When there was only the...
No, there were three schools back then.
Okay.
I think Putnam West was built in the 60s.
Well, Steve Largent played. I mean, yeah, so they were, yeah, they were around.
Steve Largent went to Putnam City as well. Well, Putnam North is the last school that they built, but it's been around since the 70s, so it's been here for some time. But yeah, Northwest Oklahoma City is where I'm from. This is my old stomping ground.
Well, I know you know your way around here. Hey, what about this first half? I mean, after what we've been through this year, this is amazing.
This is what we're used to seeing, and it's funny because Putnam North kind of seems to be where we have been. You know, they've got a snap fumble deep into their own territory that they had to fall on. We almost picked it up and scored on it. This feels more at home. We just got to get control of the little things. We're running into the kicker too many times.
Yeah, those kind of things still need to come together, but I know they've been trying to get the kids to buy into, hey, we can get from here and get there, and they're really doing that tonight, and that's not what I wanted to talk to you about.
But we can talk football if you want to.
This is fun. Andy, you know, it was a number of years of Justin Fuente's sophomore year that I went and bought time from a radio station, and Peck Clark and I, former TU coach, did Union baseball or football on the radio, and there had not been a single school having all their games on for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe back to the late 1940s. And it bothered me because I would drive through Texas and southern Oklahoma on a Friday night. There's football on everything. And I thought, you know, if we could get that going, then I know Broken Arrow would copy us, and I know that Jinx would, and probably Owosso eventually, and you never know who else. And so radio became a big deal, but now this live streaming is a big deal. On our week off that we had, I watched Highland Park High School from Dallas mm-hmm. play because their quarterback, Chandler Morris, is our Arkansas head coach's son. And Doak Walker is their running back, by the way, wow. Who is the grandson of the famous Doak mm-hmm. Walker. But I was able to watch the game, and with my phone, I could listen to the radio broadcast. So you've gotten us going in that. Tell us how all that came together at Union.
Technology is amazing. It's funny that you bring that timeline in, because when Fuente was here, that was when I kind of first came to Tulsa, and that was some of my first Union teams that I followed when I was a sportscaster back at Channel 8 many years ago. But just in the past 4 to 5 years, we've started live streaming, and it's a slow process. We're seeing what we can do, where we can do it at. You know, you go to a visiting school, and you may not have a way to get that data to our server and online. And so it's always, today was a crazy setup because we thought we had network line and we didn't. So we're streaming off of a MiFi. But, you know, all you really need is one camera. Some smaller schools just use like an iPad and send it from there. But it's as simple as, for folks that are familiar with Facebook Live and things like that, that's really all it is. We do it to a higher level. We like to do multiple cameras. When we're at home, we stream what we put on our Jumbotron. So we kind of kill two birds with one stone. We use our students. Our students are on the production crew, so they're getting to have hands-on of, you know, probably around $1 million worth of equipment and doing the Jumbotron and live streaming. So if their parents can't come to the game, it's just like the players on the field. They can watch wherever they are. They got grandparents across the country. Grandparents can watch.
You bet. Grandparents could be living in Pennsylvania and watch the game. And they can also hear it because we're online, obviously, with all the KRM.
Over in Europe, I know there's a few former Union football players that watch every week over in Eastern Europe.
Well, and that's amazing. And it's not just football. I announce, I'm public address announcer for volleyball. You did all that maybe all of the home dual or home
matches. We did all the home volleyball matches this year. That was something new to us. We've
and
done
we're doing
soccer.
Wrestling this
soccer
year too.
Is something we're adding this year. Where I want to get to maybe next year is we need to find funding to cable our baseball and softball fields so that we can live stream those games as well. I want to live stream as much as we can. I know our athletic department is behind it, administration's behind it. So if we can live stream as many sports as we can, I think that's good for mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, seeing little Joey or little Jane down on the field doing what they do.
And this year for basketball, you're adding a play-by-play announcer. In other words, this is going to be just like turning it on TV and watching and hearing.
We've got
announcer.
A friend of the program that's helping out, Brandon McCombs. He's done soccer for us in the past. He's going to come and do basketball. We want to get the program, my program at school built up to where we can start having students do that. But I know we're a few years away from that. I just don't want to throw someone into that and have the production value go down. We want to be able to train them appropriately before we put them on the air. So we'll get there.
Broken Arrow did that with a student just a few years back, and he's now in Lawrence, Kansas, and has a talk show and everything, and it, you know, that worked out. And you're training guys that are going to work right out of high school.
Absolutely.
In this field.
I've had a whole bunch working at local TV stations. I've got a former student right now, Zach Roberts, who's a full-time freelancer for ESPN. So he's traveling week to week, going to whatever college game, pro game, whatever they need him for. So
Union's got a great program students can come into and learn that. By the way, this is halftime at Putnam City and Putnam City West High School.
Putnam City North.
North, excuse me. And Union leads them by a score of 21-0. A little bit surprising. And our guest at halftime is Andy Irwin. Andy, first of all, people need to know you are the father of Nick Irwin, who graduated from Union and is now at OU and was just a really popular guy at school. And also, you are the husband of Leanne Taylor, whose real last name is the same is yours, from Channel 6, and everybody knows her.
Well, I'm part of a family of a very important, very famous people. Nick was a TP czar, and he wasn't the czar, but he's a legend on the TP crew. And then obviously Leanne, she and I met at Channel 8 back in the 90s, and we've been married over 20 years now. So I'm very blessed to have a wonderful family, and also our oldest, Rachel, is now 26. And
I forgot about
and
Rachel.
She's a Union graduate. Well, she graduated 2010. Nick graduated 2018. So we are Union through and through.
Now, how do kids get involved in your program and How many hours a day do you teach this?
Well, I'll tell you, something we did this year that's really exciting is we've merged my video production classes with our marketing classes. Jennifer Fisher teaches those marketing classes because what we've been doing in the past is she's been using my students to shoot and edit for her with all the equipment that we have. And so we've kind of merged those two programs and have a dynamic teaching environment. So she's able to add so much to the class as well. And that frees me up to go do more live streaming. But my students will have broadcasting students, we've got video production students, and we have marketing students that are all learning this big, huge core of information that they can take on to college and even jobs that they can get.
Well, and that's just an amazing thing for our kids because they actually are almost employable ready that you want them to go on to college, obviously, and I recommend that to everybody. You may want to own a station someday and be the general manager. You need your college degree, but they're able to get jobs, and you've had a number of young people that worked the driller games and did the camera and some of those places, and so you have a lot of opportunities. You go out of your way to find opportunities for them.
If you're in education, it's all about the kids, and I was so glad to see Mike Brown's story today in the Tulsa World that he did on the live stream because, you know, we had our crew of seven get mentioned and get picked, their picture taken in the Tulsa World this morning. So I was very appreciative of that article and getting that information out there.
Well, I just enjoy it like when I'm announcing volleyball and I can get the deal up on my phone. Now, there's a little bit of a delay there, yeah. But just that people can do that. And, I would announce at the beginning of volleyball, hey, call Grandma and Grandpa if they're in another state or something. Tell them they can watch it tonight, and it's very easy.
Well, I want to get this story in before we have to go. One of my favorite stories about you, Doc, is when I played basketball for Putnam City High School back in 1988. We made it to state, and we got to come to Tulsa for the state tournament.
It was
at the convention center at the time.
Center,
it was before they moved it to the Namibe Center. And I've got video of that game. And guess who's on the PA announcer at the Tulsa Convention Center? Doc Blevins. And so all these many years later, we're friends.
One of my favorite coaches I ever did games that he was in was A.D. Burchie.
Yep, my coach.
He went into the Hall of Fame here around that same time. But he was a great guy. Well, Andy, thanks for being with us at halftime. And this is just good. I mean, if you're a union person, this has been a hard season so far. And tonight, it's so much better. So
if you're listening on the radio, you can go to the Union app. Just search Union Redskins Athletics, or you can go online to UnionSportsNetwork.com. UnionSportsNetwork.com to find it.
Thanks for being with us,
Andy.
Doc. And we'll take a break.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys. A partner men can count on. 918-205-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Cordell & Cordell. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
Paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're gonna take your house, garnish your pay.
Louis found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-5575. 800-279-5575.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
When you're just starting out, there's a lot to learn, especially about money. But TTCU Federal Credit Union can help you get where you want to be. Like right now, you can get $150 when you open a TTCU checking account. It comes with a School Pride debit card, and every time you use it, TTCU donates money to schools. Now that's a difference I can get behind. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Life is better in balance.
A recent report by the Commonwealth Fund shows that nearly 45 million Americans skip taking their doctor-prescribed medications due to cost each year. There is a solution, and it's right here in Oklahoma. GenScripts Pharmacy. For over 12 years, GenScripts has been helping consumers just like you eliminate the pain of high prescription prices. Not just major relief to your budget, but more importantly, GenScripts helps you stay on the path to better health. So please shop around. You can and you need to shop around for your prescriptions. Your insurance copay isn't necessarily the lowest price. With stores in Midtown, Broken Arrow, Owosso, and South Tulsa, Bixby, GenScripts makes it easy for you to shop around. Call 918-748-4444 for a free price check on your meds. 748-4444 or online at TulsaPharmacy.com. That's TulsaPharmacy.com. You need to shop around and keep more money in your pocket. Happy faces, happy prices. GenScripts Pharmacy.